This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
How in the world did we lose to a billionaire or a venture capitalist when we were making the case of a county attorney and a high school teacher? And we were focusing on cost of groceries, cost of health care. Those types of issues that should have really resonated.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff, that was former vice presidential candidate Tim Walz there, and clearly he still doesn't understand how he lost to a billionaire. It must have been the cash.
You know, it's insane because his campaign spent, what, $2 billion in, was it a billion, a $1.5 billion, or up to $2 billion, I've read, in less than, what, 45, 60 days? Like, they ran through cash. And they had basically what a lot of people are alleging to be like a money laundering
Thank
scheme
you.
Where you're paying people for interviews. Gee, Al, can you give us a friendly interview? We'll pay you, give you two $500,000 payments each. Oh, gee, Oprah, you know, you're already a multimillionaire, if not a billionaire. Let's pay you to interview us in a softball interview. Like, who are they kidding? Who are they kidding? They're surrounding themselves. What about Kamala Harris getting out there wearing, what was it, an $80,000 Tiffany necklace? You know, I may have the numbers wrong, but I know it was more than what, you know, I could afford with a car, a house, and everything else in my life. You know, $80K, anything from Jesse is going to mean I'm on the long payment plan till I'm dead.
You know, I did want to say, though, that it just the complete lack of awareness to claim, you know, we were running as a football coach, a high school teacher, and a county prosecutor, and you know, we still couldn't convince people that it's because you were frauds. Nobody bought
Absolutely.
That stuff.
Absolutely. And if anybody's ever seen the Tucker Carlson interview with Harmeet Dillon, where she basically breaks down how Kamala Harris even got elected in the first place in California to be that prosecutor, she basically lied to voters, said she wouldn't take, she would restrict her funding, decided to break that, and defeated everybody by raising outrageous numbers of amount of cash. Long story short, she was a horrible prosecutor. We can't even find records of a lot of her criminal cases that she actually held. She's been a fraud for how many years? And how, by golly, she ever even got into that White House goes to show the incompetence of Joe Biden, because he just wanted to check a box with her. There are plenty of women out there that could have done that job far better and actually made the ticket kind of a workable ticket. But no, you got two nincompoops. She lowered the bar because she didn't want somebody smarter than her, so she got the dumbest guy she could find, who claimed to be a retired command sergeant major, when in fact he got demoted and back down to a master sergeant. They're fools, they're liars, they're cheaters, and finally, the American people were able to say enough already.
Mark and I have been talking about the Army-Navy game over the weekend, and wow, the suite Trump was in. You had so many people. You had J.D. Vance, Daniel Penny, Kash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, Elon Musk. He's acting more, honestly, like a president, showing up at that game, for example, over the weekend than Biden is. In fact, I don't think Biden ever attended an Army-Navy game while he was president, right?
No. This to me, optics-wise, for Democrats, was such a very entry-level thing to do. When you want to impress Americans with your patriotism, your love of country, the Democratic ticket had never attended one in the entire 4 years that Joe Biden was in office, and this is the fifth Army game, Navy game that President Trump has attended. And yes, go Navy, because I'm sorry, there's Marines on that team, and we know that they're going to crush anybody in front of them, so I always got to go Navy.
Yeah, they did. They won, and that's, I'm sure, J.D. Vance was in a good mood, huh?
Absolutely, and so is Daniel Penny. I think the biggest guest that I was happy to see was Penny. All the others are just icing on the cake. We see them with President Trump all the time. But what a wonderful embrace that he was able to get by the current president, the president coming in, because they both defeated, guess who, Alvin Bragg.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
That was the biggest victory. It was 0-2 for Alvin Bragg. You know, zero wins, and two losses with Trump and Penny. Thank goodness.
So my question is this. If Donald Trump was president today, would Jesse Jane Duff be drafted onto the drone trap shooting team that's dispatched to New Jersey?
So do not use the word drafted with me. I have already served 20 years. Would I volunteer? You know, I've read some interesting things about these drones. There's actually a Twitter page that's put out that this is actually a DOD operation, that they want to see the reaction of the public. I don't know if it's true or verified, but it was a really interesting read. I think there could be something more to this than many of us realize, that this could be something that shows that our military actually has the capability of doing things that we were never aware of, because we figured under Secretary Lloyd Austin, they're trying to figure out how to get a man in a woman's uniform still. So it's quite possible some of the competence is still there within the Pentagon, which would be great. Yeah. They're sizing up every man's skirt length right now who wants to say he's a woman, so they get an easier physical fitness test.
It might explain why they can look into the camera and say, there's no threat here, but we don't know who it is. Because if it's them, they don't want to admit it, but they know there's no threat. I mean, come on. Somebody's going to shoot one of these out of the sky at some point.
I thought one fell, by the way. Were there not reports of one falling into some area in New Jersey?
There may have been one. I did see, though, with the tweet I retweeted on my handle, actually explains that these are those that seek out detection of the nuclear dirty bombs that could have been shipped in from ISIS. And what they're doing is testing the public's reaction to it. And due to the ports in that area, they wanted to see if this was a capability for their drones to do. And these drones have been in the Ukraine, apparently. Now, this is all from a tweet. Okay, so the odds of it being actually factual, I cannot verify. But it was quite interesting read. And I thought, this actually makes sense. I don't think this is Iran. I don't think this is China, because it would explain, to your point, this is not a threat. That it would explain that. So let's just see what happens. And if the public starts shooting them down, they'll know, hey, let's not do that in the United States again. They're not doing it in Texas, where they got the guns out, you know.
Of course they're not going to do it in Texas. I just can't believe how laid back they've been about reaction to it. I'm just stunned by that.
Very laid back. And then, you know, what's interesting is, I'm sorry, I'm standing outside the cathedral. I was supposed to go into Mass this morning. That's the trolley going by. Sorry. Oh. But I'm in here thinking, but then President Trump said they should be shot down. And I do know he gets security briefings now.
Yes.
So it's going to be interesting to see what this is. I hate to say trust the government, but because they're so lackadaisical about it, there's got to be more to this than meets the eye, and it will get uncovered like everything else. But we probably won't find out for another 7 years.
Jesse Jane, I will be there for the inauguration. Let's get together and have a Guinness.
Thank goodness. I will be there. I'm on the inauguration committee. I'll make sure you get one of the worst seats ever. You'll be back by the ellipse. You're welcome.
I appreciate you as always.
I won't do that to you. I wouldn't do that to you. It's going to be cold. Bundle up. So you're from Missouri. You should be ready. You got your little snowshoes. You're ready.
I'll look like Bernie Sanders all bundled up at the inauguration.
Hey, when it's that cold, who cares how we look, right? Who cares how we look when it's that cold? We'll be out there with a flag and saying, go Trump. We're excited.
We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
All right, take the hill, motivators. It's going to be a long week. Joe Biden still thinks the drones are toys.
Get more at 971talk.com.